This is the Football Japan World Cup Minute Cast. It's the early hours of Monday the 14th of June. We've had Shabalala, we've had, well, not many goals, but Lee Jong-soo and Park Ji-sung of South Korea have shown that even current and former J-Leaguers can score on the world stage. And yet another catastrophic spill has had Americans up in arms about England's latest green disaster. Now it's the turn of the Samurai Blue, as Group E at the 2010 World Cup in South Africa gets underway tonight. 日本人の方緊張してますでしょうか? I'm Ben Mabley with the first of our series of special minute casts, a preview of Japan's first game against Cameroon. Well, tactics have continued to dominate the headlines in the build-up to Japan's opening match in Bloemfontein, as coach Takeshi Okada looks to fine-tune his belated pre-World Cup switch to 4-1-2-2-1 from the 4-2-3-1 system favoured throughout qualification. Central to the new formation is attacking midfielder Keisuke Honda, who turned 24 yesterday, but the CSKA Moscow star looks to be given an unfamiliar centre-forward role after playing up front during training this week and in a hastily arranged practice match against Zimbabwe last Thursday. The recent change in approach came about after a series of poor friendly performances, including comprehensive home defeats to South Korea and Serbia's B team, in which the midfield pairing of Yasuhito Endo and Makoto Hasebe struggled against their opponents' heavy pressing. Yuki Abe has since been deployed in a purely defensive midfield capacity to bring greater solidity and balance during narrow warm-up losses against England and the Ivory Coast. Goal scoring, however, remains a problem, with Shinji Okazaki in particular struggling to bring the form that saw him score 15 international goals last year into matches against stronger opposition. The idea floated this week is that Honda's strength and creativity will allow other attacking players to be brought into the game more effectively if fielded up front in the Shimizu S-Pulse hitman's stead. Such a move would nonetheless represent a major gamble. Honda has never played as a forward before and failed to trouble the Zimbabwe goalkeeper during a goalless practice game played over three 30-minute periods. Takayuki Morimoto of Catania took the lone striking role in the second period on Thursday and remains another option despite enjoying little playing time under Okada thus far. The other major team news for Japan is that long-serving talisman Shinsuke Nakamura is set to start on the bench, despite recovering from the ankle knock that saw him play a reduced role in the recent series of friendlies. The former Celtic and Espanyol star has struggled for form since returning to the J-League with Yokohama F. Marinos earlier this year, and the two attacking midfield berths now appear likely to be filled by Yoshida Okubo and Daisuke Matsui. Yasuyuki Konno is close to a full recovery after injuring his right knee against the Ivory Coast 10 days ago, and is expected to edge out Atsuto Uchida at right back. Meanwhile, Cameroon boss Paul Le Guen surprised journalists at his press conference on Saturday by announcing that Arsenal midfielder Alexandre Song and Espanyol goalkeeper Carlos Kameni would be dropped from the starting 11 to face Japan. The Frenchman insisted that Song remains one of his great players and seemed to imply that the move was merely temporary, but the prospects for Kameni looked less promising after 36-year-old custodian Hamidou Suleimanu was declared as the clear first choice. Kameni appears to have paid the price for a poor showing at January's Africa Cup of Nations, in which Cameroon were eliminated at the quarter-final stage following a 3-1 extra-time loss to eventual winners Egypt. The indomitable Lions have since drawn with Italy and Slovakia in friendlies, but suffered narrow defeats away to Portugal and Serbia in warm-up matches earlier this month. Tonight's game will be the fourth time that Japan and Cameroon have met at senior level. Japan have hosted all three previous meetings and are unbeaten with two wins and a draw so far, current regular Marcus Tulio Tanaka opening the scoring last time around in a 2-0 victory in 2007, but Cameroon are 11-10 favourites with Bet365 to gain revenge tonight. The match kicks off in Bloemfontein at 4 p.m. local time or 11 p.m. Japanese time. In this part of the world, it's a battle to combine work, football and sleep, but the Football Japan Minute Cast will of course be back with a full review in another World Cup special sometime on Tuesday.